One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Hello, everyone, and this is a partially lighthearted welcome. And you're wondering why? You're coming to Carol Ann Hamilton, your host, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're here at the BBM Global Network Live and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And this is always the place where you do get those grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. However, why would I say partially lighthearted? You know, well, I do use this phrase with a smile on my face, admittedly, because after all, we are in the hazy, lazy, crazy days of summer. And shouldn't this time frame of the year be easy breezy, Carol Ann? I mean, you love to hear your aunt play on her old player piano, that tune. And I certainly recognize that all of us are in the season of hopefully beach reading during these precious months. And, you know, the last thing that you probably want to be doing is learning how to cope with difficult elders compared to a page-turning thriller or gripping romance novel. However, some of the stories that we'll be sharing today, like the stolen garage door opener, have to really be heard to be believed. And would it help if I also promised to be as entertaining as possible while recounting them? I am certainly laughing over here because I just know what's coming. And it's all under the banner of Carol Ann's favorite caregiver stories. Namely, that this broadcast is a mix of just some of my best personal plus client stories, together with, of course, the lessons we've learned along the way, as captured in my two books, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, and Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. Because after all, doing something different than you have been is the whole point of being a conscious caregiver, no? So if you want to get a head start, you can find those volumes at my website, copingwithuncopableparents.com. If you go there to acquire both, I will be watching in order to ship you personalized signed copies, but not like some kind of unsavory hawker of wares. No, not that. Rather, I mean sending you signed copies that combine a really nice price value for you. So as we go into it today, I want to return to my preparations for this morning and really pouring my heart and soul into always crafting you a considered outline. And I know many of you have come to appreciate this. So while doing that, I suddenly remembered a piece written some years ago at a time that the notion of having my own radio show was at best a distant pipe dream and studies on how to conduct transformational retreats for my valued elder care clients were, though, underway. And one of the first tasks that we were charged with was to create an avatar, or kind of think of it like a picture of the life of an ideal coaching client. And as you listen, I want you to see how many of Patricia's feelings you can relate to as a caregiver, whether that's aging parents or friends, neighbors, colleagues, even family members otherwise. And don't so much get hung up on her specific circumstances as if this could not be you. That would be to miss the point. I'm going to share where Patricia is at up to a certain point, and then we're going to resume some of her elder care challenges in a few weeks. So I kind of introduce her in the first person, and she says to us, "Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm a 60-year-old mother of two children, married to Robert, 2 years my senior, for 35 years. We met at university while I was majoring in languages, and he was undertaking business studies. I had just graduated with my B.Ed., Bachelor of Education degree, the year before we wed. Married at 25 and having my first child at 26, I call ours a fairly traditional relationship. I practically don't know life without Robert. It's kind of like I went straight from the parental home to the marital home. Our gregarious son, Michael, at age 34, has been married to a gracious 32-year-old named Tiffany for 3 years. Our ambitious 32-year-old daughter, Brenda, is single but living with a lovely young man named Robbie, and they plan to marry next year. Through our son and daughter-in-law, we have one grandbaby so far. Kate just turned one. It took mere seconds of holding her for the first time to become the joy of my personal world. We live in Upper State, New York, and the kids live about an hour away in neighboring towns. Despite my family bonds, please never call me a frumpy mom or old-fashioned granny. My gorgeous accessories perfectly pair with my ensemble, and among my friends, I've been known as the fashionista, admired for my sense of flair and elegance. In other words, I've got it going on. As to my personality, you probably see me as feisty and confident on the outside. I pride myself on my authenticity, transparency, and integrity, and many find me hilarious. I've always been the one that others seek out for wisdom because of my ability to synthesize what people share into distilled feedback that helps them resolve issues with great clarity. Call me an unofficial coach. I see myself personally as introverted, highly self-aware, and energy sensitive. Now, that doesn't mean I wouldn't wear a lampshade on my head at a party. I go on record as saying that the show woman in me would be more than comfortable in that role, and that's without it being alcohol-induced. I prize an examined life. I ponder everything deeply. In fact, when I don't get enough time to reflect via my journal and walks, I become ungrounded and generally off. And that brings me to the dark side of my temperament. I'm a recovering perfectionist who is terribly hard on myself. OMG. I don't need anyone to beat me up emotionally or mentally because I regularly do this to myself. As a continuous learner, I am by no means a victim, though. A friend once claimed that all of us are simply victims of our circumstances. That ridiculous statement made me want to deck him. So you can imagine that martyr is no more my archetype than is victim. Spare me. However, I can tend to forget about making enough room for my self-care, which is defined as regular opportunities for practices that nourish me. Maybe that's because of my busy career as a grade 1-2 teacher for 30 years. I entered the profession because I especially delight in the cuteness of children aged 6 and 7. My choice was somewhat of a default coming from a long line of educators. Across the decades, I've derived considerable fulfillment from making a positive difference with the next generation. And a distinct part of my legacy is to have guided these youngsters at a pivotal age of development. I joy in seeing them eventually become upstanding adults in their own right. At the same time, I'm tired of daily grind. As smart as they are, kids nowadays sure have a lot of issues. I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe when I retire, I'll have more time to enjoy my favorite pastimes of reading, journaling, and scrapbooking. Right now, there just aren't enough hours in the day, and so they get jammed into the weekend along with a million chores. I am secretly very resentful over no time for me, and I hate that I'm too pooped when I get home from work to do much of anything except cook us dinner. Stand by, more to come, folks. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
So glad you're making this time to be here during the dog days of summer, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and just before the break, I was sharing or positioning perhaps the life of Patricia, and I hope you are already making some connections to her story. We were just talking about how she's very busy in her life. Okay, who as a caregiver can't relate to that? And she was just about to say with us that she wishes she would have more than rare stolen moments to kick back and savor the latest fashion and decor magazines. She writes, I can't even remember when I had enough time for a leisurely bubble bath reading Oprah's issue cover to cover. No wonder shows like Dancing with the Stars are my escape mechanism from my constant life of details. So then we kind of move from there into this vague, disquieting sense she has that something important is missing from her apparently ideal home and work life. She says, if you asked about my goals, I'd have no idea what they could be, despite how contemplative I am. It feels like way too long since I've even thought about my own needs, what with my full-time teaching and raising the kids. And now we come to the heart of the matter, having laid foundation. On top of it, Patricia says, the caregiving I'm now having to do for my aging father is growing by the week. Oh, no. No sooner have the kids moved out into their own lives than now I'm saddled with the burden of him. Part of me wants to scream. I still can remember how frankly relieved I was when my ailing 83-year-old mother finally passed away a few years ago. We did not have a good relationship when I was growing up, so I was honestly not sad to see her go. Did I just say that out loud? For sure, and I don't take back my words. Maybe some deluded part of me hoped my 87-year-old father would manage on his own. Who was I kidding? At first, he did cobble together independent grocery shopping and a bit of gardening. But as he approaches his 89th birthday, our multiple check-in daily calls. You just know I'm going to hear about the latest kooky horror story he's gotten himself into. Like when his vehicle was bumped into by parked cars in a local mall, bringing police and tow trucks onto the scene. Brother, you bet I'm totally bitter about all these problems I have to untangle. Wouldn't you be if you were the one to do everything? My useless brother and sister don't help. They're only too happy to foist Dad's care onto me. They're saying to themselves, yeah, leave it up to good old Patricia. She's always been the super responsible one. Thanks for nothing. I've always pulled up the slack for everyone else, and I'm getting bloody sick and tired of it. Carol Ann just said, I hope I'm able to say that on air. Well, I just did. Anyway, sure, Robert, my husband, may be good with the finances, but he's lousy with all the fuzzy emotional stuff. And in that way, he's letting me down hugely. I don't count on my family to support me. Thank goodness I've got a core group of close friends with whom I share how I'm really feeling. Without them, I'm sure I'd crack up. I do reach out lots, but also worry about relying on them too much. They've got issues of their own. Nonetheless, I see my friends as the family I choose for myself. Meanwhile, my own health is starting to show the signs of elder care stress. And as Dad's situation worsens by the month, I keep manifesting ailments of my own. You ask about my biggest heart's desire? Do you actually care? Okay, my biggest secret wish is just to see my father dead. And if I can't have that, then at least someone to take him off my hands. So, did it horrify you to hear my truth? My colleagues and much of the world out there would probably be mortified. They'd make me wrong for how much I hate my father some days. They'd probably criticize me for how bad a daughter I am to feel this way toward the people who gave me life, especially being a mother myself. Man, I'd be devastated if my kids felt about me like I do about my folks. Well, try walking in my overwhelmed shoes for 24 hours and maybe you'd understand. Now, while my father continues to live in the house where we grew up, I have started to look into home care providers and retirement facilities. I'm not liking what I'm seeing. Their simplistic advice is not comforting to someone dealing with an impossible aging parent. If anything, their literature angers me, as if I should just suck it up and believe this too shall pass. How helpful is that? Not. I want to shout back, you people are in this business and that's all you've got for me? My doctor was equally useless when I went in to learn more about what I call the knot. Painful clenching in the center of my stomach that inconveniently arrives in the middle of night and results in about an hour in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. All he could say is that it's caused by sludge around my gallbladder that will inevitably turn to stones that require removal of the organ. Really? I don't think so. I don't have time for surgery crammed into my already 1,000% full life. And that's where we're going to leave Patricia's story until we pick it up in another few weeks on a show about preserving your sanity while caregiving. Phew, wasn't that an earful? Heavens. Now, I'd like you to, again, not get hung up into the details, but instead start thinking about one connection that you made to Patricia's circumstances. And as a bonus question, before we go further, what is one coaching tip that you would offer her based on what you know? Given that you're tuning in to today's segment called Carol Ann's Favorite Caregiver Stories, bet you'd love to hear 10 tips for caregiver success. And I can actually see you nodding your head yes. So we're going to rhyme off some contents from an ebook that I created a few years ago that is based on my first two actual books. And it's called Coping with Uncopable Parents and Systems, 10 Caregiver Survival Tips to Navigate the Elder Care Marathon. And it is available at Amazon.com. And what I did was to combine my top five being statements as well as top five doing statements. And I will explain that a little bit further with you, just as I pick that up from my array of pages around me, as you can well imagine, given my preparations. So I'd say this to you, be plus do equals have. While it might seem logical to dive in and tackle what needs to be addressed in your parents' situation, a headlong rush into action for its own sake can become downright dangerous. I'm sure you've heard of ready, fire, aim. And on that note, we're going to pick up right after a wee pause. And you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Welcome back, everyone. And can I just express what a joy it is to have you on the show? You know I say this very frequently, and I do mean that, because this broadcast is offered to serve you. And it's, for me, a weekly high point of fulfillment, just to put it together and deliver. Many of you know that. And I'm simply reinforcing how important it is to take a stand on behalf of beleaguered caregivers everywhere. With that said, onward, because we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have so far today heard Patricia's laments as a caregiver, and I was just starting to review a formula that I call be plus do equals have, leading into 10 caregiver tip statements from which we will then share a story and have you discern which tips would have been particularly helpful in the scenario. Anyways, ready, fire, aim is where we left off, and think about that for a minute. What if in your frenzied state, the solutions that you apply, or even worse, try to impose, are not workable because you didn't fully think them through? All productive results start with deliberate intent. And this means first, carefully selecting the attitudes, mindsets, beliefs, feelings that you choose to adopt in handling your crotchety elders. Your mindset needs to be one of competence and confidence. And with your intentional attitude, see your aging parents as increasingly childlike, because that's what they are, and you need to refuse to let their acting up derail you. Hope that gives you a little bit of an idea of what we mean by the being part of our equation. We're talking about qualities you wish to bring to the table. You start by choosing how you want to be and feel on the inside. And then upon that solid foundation, you build consciously selected actions to match the scenario you're facing. Obviously, different approaches are called for in different contexts. Then The being plus the doing, as in your actions, create the outcomes you seek, the have. And no matter how obstinate your doer can be, I have to assume that some part of you is wishing that they will get proper care and maybe even you can safeguard or improve your relationship. That last one would win bonus points. And this formula can encompass getting your parents to ultimately cooperate in what is best for them despite their patent refusal of your every overture. And as you'll soon see, the art lies in how you go about this. As poet Maya Angelou famously declared, "People won't always remember what you said or did, but they'll always remember how you left them feeling." I could not agree more. So if your actions consist of ramming your solutions down parental throats, you'll be back to my A to Z list of what doesn't work. Save yourself the effort. And instead, go by Abraham Lincoln, who said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I'll spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Now, I know for impatient sorts out there, this could all seem far too slow. Hold your horses. We are not talking analysis paralysis. Instead, we're offering the tips of watch your own energy, maintain your neutrality, stay graceful under pressure, feel all your feelings, like Patricia was, even right up to her anger and fury. Trust the process. Things are unfolding. Top 5 being tips. We will repeat those in our next segment. Then there is the 5 doing tips. Initiate considered action. Clarify all communications. Observe everything carefully. And balance advocacy with vulnerability. Last one, said so often, but so vital, practice extreme self-care. Now, we're going to share a wee bit from the tip that is called observe everything carefully. And observing in my context means applying finely honed skills that you have developed at work and in life. That means listening for what's not being said just as much, if not more, than for what is being spoken. Watching body language, like the art I developed as a teenager to notice the nanosecond twitch of my father's eye when I could discern he was uncomfortable or maybe even outright lying. Noticing verbal mannerisms like blustering when he wants to throw others off his trail. This one used to work beautifully on my intimidated mother, but it sure didn't thwart me. And also, sometimes they may display a hemming and hawing tone when caught red-handed in an act of subterfuge. Now, you parents out there, draw upon your instincts in watching out for your children and teenagers. Don't you need hawk-like observational skills to sniff out any game playing or deceit? Or haul out the resources you developed as a child to gauge how far you could stretch the envelope of manipulation to get your way with mom or dad? What about the teenage years when you had to sneak out past curfew on a hot date? That all brings us to the story from Carol Ann's lexicon called The Stolen Garage Door Opener. And just when everything was going along peacefully in the household, bam, another emergency hit. During a very scattered week in 2010, my father had locked himself out of the house, but fortunately my mother was still there and able to struggle out of bed to let him in. He replaced the entire front door lock, only installed the previous fall. Go forward by another couple of weeks. He was heading to the bank and couldn't locate the garage door opener. Care to know my dad's ingrained theory? Yep. He was convinced the woman delivering his mail for a period of time somehow broke through the front door, kept tightly locked night and day. He refused to be swayed. She obviously had stolen the device off a littered front hall bench so she could creep back at dark to commit crimes in his garage. Unhappily, the case for his quote-unquote logic was not aided by her quote-unquote disappearance from the postal route several weeks later. Aha! I was right all along, my father chortled. They must have discovered her scheme and summarily dismissed her. Well, that debacle saw him install an expensive, newfangled garage door opening system. It made him more petrified than reassured. And naturally, these costly and needless decisions were made without my input, despite our speaking virtually every day. All I can say is, grr. I knew the old door opener would be found in one of two places. Either it was wedged under a floor mat or within the passenger seat of his 1987 Cutlass, or it was lost in the morass of his endless basement junk. While going through his effects, I located the missing device amongst his piles, and I now use the actual, quote-unquote, stolen garage door opener in my talks as a prop to demonstrate a key point for caregivers. We'll come back and share that point in just a moment. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a quarter million hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
And we're back, folks. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And just before that pause, we were sharing 10 top caregiver tips, and we will review those in a moment. I was sharing you from the Carol Ann Library, and it is extensive, believe me, the story with my dad about the stolen garage door opener. And I was just saying that, yeah, though he thought that the mail delivery person had stolen it, there it was, happily ensconced in his personal effects, in his massive piles, on the bar, in the home where I grew up. And so the point I want to make here is that there will come a moment when you can no longer accept at face value anything that your folks say. No matter how vocally your sneaky elders would want to fool you, your observed suspicions will more often prove correct than not. And I used to regularly express with my friends, surely they must recognize we see through their thinly disguised veneer, don't they? And my friends' heads would move side to side in a no. They must be deluded that we're not adults in our own right, but still think of us as 5 years of age. And then their heads nodded. Wow. So, you know, all I can say is a healthy dose of laughter will really help when you're tempted to curl up in a fetal position. And that's what brings me to a review of the top 10 tips that we're just covering off right now, one of them only, from my Amazon book called Coping with Uncopable Parents and Systems, 10 Caregiver Survival Tips to Navigate the Elder Care Marathon. And those were, again, top 5 being or qualities you can bring. Watch your energy, maintain your neutrality, stay graceful under pressure, feel all your feelings, and trust the process. The top 5 doing were initiate considered action, clarify all communications, observe everything carefully, balance advocacy with vulnerability, And of course, number 10, practice extreme self-care, no matter how much you have heard that one before. I would say to Patricia, she's very much missing in extreme self-care. For my dad, even though I was demonstrating the caregiver tip of observe everything carefully, I would say that I had to bring into that exchange, maintain your neutrality, don't blow your top, Carol Ann, because you wanted to, stay graceful under pressure with the growing and escalating disasters in the household, clarify all communications, and don't take anything that they tell you at face value. As my dad further declined, that one really became apparent. Now, today's show being all about my favorite stories and not just all about Carol Ann, you know, because that's not what the conscious caregiver is, all about me. Let's go to the book on coping with uncopable parents, Loving Action for Elder Care. And in there, I got probably about a dozen great stories from friends, colleagues, and so on. And I want to share you the one called Go Near at Your Own Risk. Just let me grab that now. And, you know, in each story within that volume, I have sort of a background, the challenge, recommended tactics, and the lessons that the person learned. So this is a caregiver, like you and me, of aging parents, and I purposely pick a story that's about a dramatic and narcissistic and maybe even abusive mother, because I know that there are more than one of you out there who are even estranged from your parents because the situation has become that bad. So here's the background. I quote, "My mother, a term I use loosely, is a delusional and severely obese woman who's had a narcissistic personality disorder since her 20s. She's now 75. A self-anointed martyr and overly emotional, everything is always about her. She blames me as the sole cause for her great romantic husband abandoning us. To help her recover from their divorce, she was sent off to Europe for 4 years while I lived with her parents. And as a toddler, I was returned to her care, quote unquote, when she got back. The challenge is, it shouldn't prove much of a stretch to imagine that this situation, abandoned by a father and enduring a broken mother, inflicted damage to my spirit at an early age. Even today, at age 55, I feel I continue to pay a high price for what happened so many years ago. I'm single and conflicted about a committed long-term female relationship. I have the ability to enjoy deep, lasting friendships, however. 5 years ago, partially against my better instincts, I enlisted my healthiest and most trusted friend to visit her home state. Given her apparent conversion to born-again Christianity, we thought it safe to attend church together. What were we thinking? What enemy, never mind mother, would be such a vacuum cleaner of hope to look me in the eye and say, 'I predict you will lose your salvation.' I turned pale, then white with anger, and removed myself from that visit quickly. That sword thrust of a statement for me serves as the crowning confirmation of her truly evil state." This is written by a man, so, you know, just bear that in mind, ladies. "Recommended tactics. As a consequence of her emotional violation, I kept my mother at arm's length for about 5 years after that disastrous visit. No engagement. Like a dangerously hot stove, don't go near, no matter what. Only last year, out of some pity for her age and economic situation, did I begin to send her gift cards, but not dollars, to supplement her often dire finances. Surprisingly, she has respected my boundaries and sends thank you notes and cards. She seems genuinely thankful and humbled, but I still keep her at arm's length, convinced of her toxicity. I support her, not out of guilt or with expectation, but because I choose to. Nonetheless, the idea of an in-person visit remains unpalatable. My personal boundaries are strong and clear. I'm considering a phone call once or twice a year, but am conflicted even about this. And so the lessons learned that to this day, I can become very angry about what my mother has, or more accurately, has not done over the years. I recognize I have many unresolved wounds. Unduly hard on myself, I consistently examine where I may be at fault. Year over year, I'm learning not to give over my power to others in automatic child mode, but instead to stay in my adult. It helps that my brother, the enabler and the favorite, has now woken up to her games. In the end, it's about my own healing. Therefore, I also believe it's okay to wish my mother would simply pass away quietly and quickly. I accord myself that freedom. So, there you go. What do you think about go near at your own risk? That is quite the story. And I'll let you ponder that, in fact, during a bit of a break, because it is a lot to take in. So I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. Stand by, folks.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, jobsannex.com is your resource for career-minded people. Jobsannex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at jobsannex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. jobsannex.com. That's jobsannex.com.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomenon while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
And thank you for staying with us, everyone. We never take you for granted here. If anything, we strive to offer tremendous value for the precious time that you choose to invest with us. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And we just were sharing a story from Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care. You can purchase at my website, and it was called Go Near at Your Own Risk. And I purposely chose that story because it's very provocative. And it's, you know, unlike Patricia, it's written by a man. So ladies, we don't have to think we're alone in the stresses of caregiving. And I always like to share deliberately my own words, as well as also others' transparency and vulnerability, so that you feel the freedom to do the same. And the other half, I suppose, for me, of caregiving is dealing with societal systems who claim to support you but are nowhere to be found when you need them the most, like healthcare, legal, insurance, financial, driving, real estate, funeral. bunch of consumer service providers who merely give you a hard time. And so I chose for only the part of this next story, because it's a bit of a long one that we're going to again pick up in a few weeks. The one from my advocacy skills, Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. And it is called Only People Can Fill Gaps. And this is such an aptly named chapter. So again, this book, even in addition to the first one, which was friends and colleagues and so on, this one has contributors in the systems of society who share their fundamental expertise with us. And so this chapter starts with a quotation: "Our elder care services are strained. Government-funded programs are mandated to complement and supplement, not replace, clients' efforts to care for themselves with the assistance of family, friends, and community." For anybody that's not in the know, folks, that statement is so important and frankly so lethal, because already there it's saying you are going to be left on the hook as a family member to care for your aging loved one, not all of these systems in whom you invest far too much hope and possibility that they'll just sort of take mom or dad off your hands. And this is about Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the proverbial Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Again, we're not going to touch a snippet, but listen to what you discern here. "Everything was fine for this couple until it wasn't. Mr. and Mrs. Smith lived in a retirement home in a two-bedroom suite. Their building was designed for people who could live independently. A separate building was available for those requiring a small amount of help with daily living activities. Mr. and Mrs. Smith didn't need all of that. Meals were included in their plan, but they were independent at move-in, so no nursing care was included. The couple had no children, so nieces and nephews who lived around the province, kind of were in charge of their care. No one resided where Mr. and Mrs. Smith lived. They had no powers of attorney named and were still in charge of their financial and health decisions. Cognitive testing showed that both had some memory deficits. Nonetheless, they helped each other out and managed day by day." Next section, crisis hits. "Then one day, Mr. Smith had a stroke and was left with no sensation on his left side. He was hospitalized for the acute phase of his illness, followed by a stay in a rehabilitation facility. And after a month, he was discharged back to the retirement home. To the unpleasant surprise of the director, he returned unable to stand and therefore unable to get out of bed without two or three able-bodied people assisting. Mr. Smith now had no desire to eat, weakness on his whole left side, and was unable to get to the bathroom for toileting or grooming. And Mrs. Smith did not possess the physical strength or skill set to help him, but she was initially determined that she could. She herself needed reminders to go to the dining room to eat and had not been out to buy basic supplies for a while. Mr. Smith fundamentally needed 24-hour care support in an urgent way. He couldn't be sent back to the hospital, and in the absence of an acute injury, he would have been turned away. Not having anyone to care for you, even if you require 24-hour nursing care, is not a reason for hospitalization. Beds are needed for emergencies, and surely someone could figure out some way to get care delivered to this gentleman. The first lucky circumstance this couple had going for them is that they already lived in a retirement home, and the staff did go out of their way to help, despite the fact that their contract was for an independent living suite. Providing care to this couple was not the mandate, but you simply can't put a person in need in front of a bunch of healthcare professionals and expect them not to help, even if it's against their policies. Not in this retirement home, anyway. The director then called the rehabilitation hospital to ask what on earth the person who'd arranged the discharge was thinking. She received no good answer. She next called a home care company to provide personal support workers to cater for Mr. Smith 24 hours a day until some plan could be figured out. The family was on board, but Mr. Smith could not sign a contract for care at the time. Mr. and Mrs. Smith didn't wish to receive help, but it was an emergency. Knowing the retirement home well and knowing the family was on board, we agreed to carry on anyway and pursue the delivery of care. His decisions were putting him and his wife in danger. Everyone around them knew it. Another burst of luck appeared. One of Mr. Smith's nephews agreed to call repeatedly throughout that difficult first day to convince his uncle and aunt not to dismiss the personal care worker caring for them. The PSW would get asked to leave by the couple, and she would wait out in the hall until the nephew called and convinced Mrs. Smith to go bring her back in. Everyone in the parish network was on edge. The couple badly needed help, but they resisted care with all their might. Legally, Mr. Smith was the only one who could sign for and agree to extra care. And without the around-the-clock nursing care and a special bed to alleviate his quickly forming bed sore, Mr. Smith was in danger of deteriorating rapidly due to complications resulting from dehydration and immobility. And Mrs. Smith would be the anxious spectator, unable to help. So I think that's where I'm going to just leave off the story of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but coming up in another few weeks will be some surprising capacity testing results, an entire team having to get to work to solve this, people needing to go beyond their job descriptions, and just when a sense of calm descended temporarily, more disasters occurred. And so wise advice for the caregiver, is really to make friends with the team around you. Even though their situation was an emergency at first, it didn't look like it, but you really need to pursue things because the system of safety nets beneath the Smiths was fragile. On that note, we take our further pause, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio. Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical. Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/ free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it.
Welcome back, everyone, treasured listeners. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And boy, I tell you something, I just noticed during this show, I could go on all day. And some of you might be thinking, oh, please don't, Caroline, you've told us plenty enough between the stolen garage door opener and that rather abusive and narcissistic mother, and then the, you know, coping with the uncopable systems of society and how much you need advocacy skills. I sure hope what you are taking away is some real tips, because there are people that scribble furiously during this program, and I appreciate them so much because I know you feed back to me what you're getting out of the broadcast. By the way, I'm always open to suggestions about topics you'd like me to cover, because there's no end to the ones I can come up with. But if you want to pop me an email to carolann@carolannhamilton.com, carolann@carolannhamilton.com, I'm always happy to hear from you. Of course, being the proactive sort that I am, I've already got a bunch of shows lined up for you next month, like Preserving Your Sanity While Caregiving. And this is another one of those shows where my guest and I will have already agreed that we plan to be transparent about the realities of caregiving versus spoon-feeding you trite advice like, there, there, dear, this too shall pass. And we've got another one on my favorite caregiver themes. That's where we're going to carry over some of the best of expertise that I've received from others and that I know of for myself. And it'll be a good feat to boil all that down, like over 50 shows under my belt, right? Caregiving impacts on animals comes recently on the heels of losing one of our deeply cherished cats named Belle. And I know that anybody who loves their pet will want to better understand how that relationship between human and fur family really operates, especially when you introduce the compounding factor of elder care. And we will round things out with emotional intelligence for caregivers. This was a broadcast that did not run a few weeks back due to some issues. And as my guest says, we will hit it out of the park this time around. So think you're seeing with me that we have a chock-a-block month lined up and more. And because there has been so much in this program today, you may not have kept up with everything that we've said. Well, always, archives are available to you at boldbravemedia.com, shows the-conscious-caregiver. You've been strong too long, and I always invite you to think about, how about you dare to care with flair? And remember, whether you're whatever type of caregiver you are, you are one of the most vital things that you can do as part of your self-care, and that's to look after yourself. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.